This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and happy Christmas to you. You know, when you think about Christmas, it's important to understand the meaning of the word Christmas. Of course, it comes from two words, Christ and Mass, the special church service focused on Christ. December 25th was already a holiday before Christians said, well, since everyone's taking a holiday and celebrating things today, let's make this the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus in the world. It's so central to everything we believe as Christians, this coming of Jesus Christ into our world. You know, late in his ministry, after Jesus had a group of disciples that he was training and developing, he took them aside to a special place one day and asked them a crucial question. He said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" Who do you say that I am? That's one of the great questions that every one of us needs to answer in life. Who is Jesus to me? And when you think of Christmas and the birth of Jesus into this world, who do you think it was that was born into that manger, in that stable, to Mary and Joseph? Who was that baby that they named Jesus because the angel had told them, "You shall call him Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." And the name Jesus means Savior. Who was he? Well, as we understand the Bible, God is a trinity of three persons. God the Father, who sits on the throne in heaven, ruling over all things, and his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has existed forever for all eternity with God the Father. He was involved in the creation of this universe. And yet, he came into our world to be born as a human being. Now just think about that for a minute. The infinite God, whose power created all the galaxies of the universe, the one with all the power that there is, saying, "I'm willing to be born as a little baby who has to learn to talk, who's dependent on his mother for his milk, and who can only lie there and wave his arms around, and then gradually learn to crawl, and then to walk, and then to grow up as a little boy and grow in his understanding, living life for 33 years on earth as a human being. He didn't stop being God, but he lived just on the human level." That's what Hebrews tells us in the Bible. He had to be made like us in all things in order to represent us when he went to the cross. So, who is Jesus? He's God, but he's also a man. Man as God intended man to be. He grew up knowing his Father, God, praying to him every day, building his life on God's word, the Bible, and then allowing God to work through him in the lives of other people. That's who we celebrate. He was willing to make an incredible step down. He created this world, and then he became a part of it. The biggest step anyone has ever taken in all of history. God became a man. He lived as a creature rather than the creator. He lived among us, was one of us, felt the pains of this life, the fallenness of the people around him who treated him so badly and ultimately crucified him on the cross, because he came into this world to take our place, facing and feeling the impact of sin in this world, and then ultimately taking God's judgment on sin. Why? So that the door could be opened for us to have a living, loving relationship with God. Happy Christmas. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.